Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think I tweeted this out yesterday, but our podcast listens in the month of October were up 289% over last year. So we nearly tripled the number of you that are listening on podcast in 2020 for this show versus 2019. So I appreciate all of you really a great deal. But I think one reason why so many people are listening and why our guests are typically pretty excited to come on this show is because the feedback that they get is so good. So if you could reach out to Jay Glazer and say thanks to him, it would mean a lot. But I also want to tell you, hey, I told you we were going to talk about Monday Night Football, and I'm still kind of in disbelief over how well the Rams took it to Tom Brady. And I love watching Tom Brady play. There's a nostalgia factor at play with Brady that is almost unequaled for any athlete right now in my life, right? Brady is 43 years old, and I am 41 years old. I'm the same age as Drew Brees. But I basically grew up at the same rate and time that those guys have. You know, there's athletes out there that are around the same age that you are, and so you kind of feel connected to them for that reason. You went to college around the same time. You had your life events happening around the same time. And certainly when you get into your 40s, you don't feel that old, but there's not a lot of athletes left who are around your age. And so I love watching Tom Brady, and I enjoy watching Drew Brees and guys of that age roughly, Ben Roethlisberger, all the people that are around the same age as I would be. And I got to tell you, Brady has always been so incredibly consistent. And this has now been twice this season that Tom Brady has gotten the ball with a chance to win and looked thoroughly un-Brady-like. Same thing happened at the end of the game against the Bears. Brady got the ball back, down by one, all they need is a field goal, and it ended with him thinking that it was still fourth down and not even knowing what down it was. And that was an unbelievable, strange ending, and you thought, okay, maybe that was an aberration. And then in that final drive, I mean, first of all, how about the decision by Sean McVay to run the ball on 3rd and 8 and settle for a field goal? Do you ever see anybody settle for a field goal against Tom Brady and feel like they have a good chance to win the game? I think Sean McVay was basically letting us all know that he didn't feel like his defense was going to give Tom Brady an opportunity to kick a field goal. Based on the way that game had gone, he felt good about taking the lead. We saw on Sunday night, Patrick Mahomes, who is the closest thing to Brady when Brady was at his peak, or Peyton Manning when Peyton Manning was at his peak, he got the ball and he wasn't even trying to get a field goal. Andy Reid said, no, we got the ball 1:45 left. We were trying to score a touchdown in the game. The ball that Brady floated for his second interception was a ball that can't be thrown. And if you watch Brady, it doesn't feel like he has the ability to push the ball down the field anymore, even though he's got really talented wide receivers. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, Cameron Brate. I really like him. I really like what is possible at times from Gronk. Certainly they've had good chemistry over the years. But if you watch that offensive line block and you watch the sort of the comfort that Tom Brady had in the pocket, it was never there. It was never there at all. When we come back, we'll keep breaking this down for you. We've got an absolutely loaded third hour of the program. Going to be joined by Dr. David Chow at Pro Football Doc, as well as Petros Papadakis. A lot coming your way. Encourage you to download the podcast. Please go thank Jay Glazer, who was phenomenal as our last guest. He's at Jay Glazer on Twitter. Let him know that you loved and appreciated him coming on OutKick. When we come back, like I said, diving right back into Monday Night Football, but also Dr. David Chow joining us. What's the latest on the Joe Burrow injury? What sort of recovery should we anticipate? And what about Drew Brees and all those broken ribs? What does Dr. David Chow expect going forward there? And as always, Petros Papadakis will join us. Plus, I'll give you the bottom five teams in the NFL. I gave you the top five in the first hour, bottom five to close out the show. This is OutKick. Thanks for downloading the podcast and listening to us on Fox Sports Radio.
OutKick the coverage with Clay Travis.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to share the kind of state-of-the-art work being done by Stand Up to Cancer and Lust Garden Foundation. To learn more about the latest research, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2020. Donate now at carsforkids.org. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and a tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area Collision Centers are ready to serve you with a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service from the comfort of your vehicle. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
It's time to raise the bar with San Francisco's own Gold Bar Whiskey, a delicious, easy whiskey for sharing on any occasion. Outstandingly smooth and rich with notes of honey and fruit. Gold Bar Whiskey is the official whiskey of the San Francisco 49ers and a true crowd pleaser at your next home tailgate. This award-winning whiskey is double cast in red wine barrels from the Napa Valley and comes in an outstanding gold bar-shaped bottle. Available at your local retailers or go to goldbarwhiskey.com. Please enjoy responsibly.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Many people are planning road trips to visit family and friends this holiday season. So now is the perfect time to make sure your car is getting optimal gas mileage. First, check your tires and make sure they are inflated to proper pressure. Remove heavy items like golf clubs from your car and plan on packing light. And on longer trips, try and minimize stops. This will help to maximize your fuel economy. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hi, this is Stephanie from Safeway. Safeway is making the holidays brighter by serving up big savings on all your Thanksgiving favorites. Right now, get a great deal on Signature Farms turkeys. Frozen turkeys up to 15.5 pounds or $6.99 each. Bigger birds up to 22 pounds or only $8.99 each. And fresh turkeys are just 99 cents a pound. Grab a 3-pound bag of Mandarin cuties for $2.77 each. And don't forget to save room for dessert. Our 11-inch fresh baked pumpkin pies are just $8.99. This is Stephanie from Safeway, and we'll see you soon.
This holiday at T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal on the new iPhone 12 with 5G on every plan. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
Cool. So I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
With the iPhone 12 on us, you can experience the power of 5G in more places.
And my bestie in Boise and grandma in Miami.
This holiday, the more the merrier. So get together near and far with an iPhone on us for the whole family. And when you switch now, you can save 20% on your plan versus the other guys. It's the best value in wireless. That's right, the iPhone 12 on us on America's largest 5G network. And save 20% per month. It's time to holiday on with T-Mobile.
Phone via 30 monthly bill credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. 20% plan savings on 2 lines. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.com.
KGMC-FM and HD1. KGMC San Francisco. A radio.com station. 95.7 The Game.
Good morning! Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Yes, sir. Good morning, family. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game, taking you up until 6 o'clock this morning, and then the morning roast will take over with Kate Scott, Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky, and Bonte Hill. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line, as well as the phone number. Today, wanted to focus a little bit more on the future for the Golden State Warriors. As yesterday, we had a couple of great guests on the show, on the station, including one Kelly Oubre, a new addition to the Warriors, and the interview was fantastic. So I'm going to be replaying that for you a little later on in the program. And Logan Murdoch, he was on with Steiny Guru in Dibs yesterday, and he had a few things to say about this Warriors team and wanted to clear things up regarding James Wiseman, his comparison to David Robinson, Steph Curry, what he's expected to do this season, and what the Warriors front court is looking like, which personally I had a lot of hopes for going into this season. But Logan Murdoch had some stuff to say about the front court, so that's going to be interesting. But today I also wanted to talk my power rankings, baby. We got more boneheaded power rankings coming up every day. We are doing these stupid power rankings that really don't mean anything, but they're just to have a little bit of fun. And today we're going with jacked kickers and punters. We got a good list of punters and kickers who don't look like they should be punters and kickers. They look like they could be linebackers. We'll be getting to that coming up a little later on in the program as well. Again, 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. I do want to start off with the Monday Night Football game we saw last night. And if you have heard me talk about the AFC and the NFC, the playoff picture, how I feel about the AFC, it is pretty much set. We know who the good teams are. Once you get from 1 through 9, once you get to maybe 7, 8, 9, now we'll go 6, 7, 8, and 9, that's when things might get shaken up a little bit. But 1 through 5, you know that those are the good teams within the AFC, and the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Colts, and the Titans. I don't know if the Browns can be up there with that 7-3 record, but they do have one of the easiest schedules going forward, so you can expect them to be within that top 7 conversation. Then you got the Raiders, the Ravens, and the Dolphins after that. So there is a pecking order there. But with the NFC, I don't know which teams are good anymore. I just don't. The Saints are the one seed right now at 8-2. They're going to be without Breeze. They beat the Falcons without Drew Breeze, and I just don't know how good of a team they actually are going into this season. They were known as one of the deeper teams in the NFL. But when you're starting Taysom Hill at quarterback, when Sean Payton is, he seems to want to take his best player off the field and Alvin Kamara and not let him eat and just want to prove that he could start Taysom Hill at quarterback. But they're the number one seed. Then it's the Rams at 7-3, the Packers at 7-3, then the Eagles, who are the fourth seed, they're 3-6, then the Seahawks, who have dropped off, they're 7-3, then the Buccaneers, 7-4, then the Cardinals, who are 6-4. It almost feels like the Cardinals are the only good team, and they're the seventh seed. They're the only one that I actually have any confidence in. I'm not too confused by them. They got a terrific offense and a bend but don't break defense. But last night, with this Bucks and Rams game, I think what was most surprising for the entirety of it is not just how well in the first half the Rams was playing the Bucks offense. The Rams defense was getting to Tom Brady. Their play calling was kind of stale. Didn't really, you know, it was just kind of boring. It was meh. It was vanilla. I didn't really find much interest in what they were doing. But then toward the end of the first half, they go up 14-7, and the Rams come back. But it just felt like the Rams were giving the Buccaneers every chance to come back and win this game. Every single chance that they could. Jared Goff specifically. Jared Goff threw 51 times, 39 completions, had 376 yards on the day. Who knows how many of those were after the catch. 3 touchdowns, 2 INTs, and he had a 99.8 rating. And last night, I mean, it was a surprise for one that they only ran the ball 16 times with their 3 running backs. They're a run-heavy offense, so this was the first week of the year where Jared Goff really had to work. But he was matching what Tampa Bay was doing, because Tampa Bay did the same thing. Only 17 carries for their running backs in that game for a total of 41 yards. But the thing that got me is I just don't know if this team's good anymore. The Buccaneers defense is good. I think we can all agree on that. At the beginning of the year with the Buccaneers offense, Tom Brady, it didn't feel like was making throws that he would normally make. He has guys like Mike Evans who could do things like this.
Pressure by the Rams. Brady able to throw and hit Evans again. Got the first down, trying to spin for more. Still on his feet. And he gets there. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Then toward, you know, the middle of the first half of the season, Tom Brady started doing Tom Brady things. He had that big game against the Chargers where he threw for 5 touchdowns, and he was continuing to do so and proving everybody wrong. Then I was on the Buccaneers hype train. I really was. I wasn't at the beginning of the season. I didn't think it would really work out, but then, you know, as you realize, they didn't have a preseason, so maybe it needs to take 4 or 5 weeks in order for them to get going. But Tom Brady just did not look good. 26 for 48, 216 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And even though Jared Goff was giving him every chance that he could for the Buccaneers to get back into this game, Tom Brady wasn't able to take advantage. The only time he was able to take advantage was on that interception toward the end of the game, which left the Buccaneers in the Rams zone so they could easily just go down the field and score in quick succession. But the second half, listen to this. Interception, field goal, missed field goal, interception, touchdown, punt, 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 turnover on downs, interception, touchdown by the Bucks, field goal by the Rams, then the interception by the Buccaneers at the end of the game, where Tom Brady just absolutely floated one, and it went over the head, and the cornerback caught it. Here's what I'm going to say. Here is my larger point in all of this. The Rams, I don't know if I trust them go for it as a 73 team at the with the 2 seed. The Buccaneers at 7-4 right now, heading into the playoffs. They're going to go into the playoffs, and if they are the 4 seed, you're most likely going to be playing, you know, you're most likely going to be playing that team from the NFC East if you manage to make it to the 5th slot, because the 4 team is going to be playing the 5th. I mean, if the Buccaneers manage to do that, I'm just not doubting Tom Brady at all for the rest of the year. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to look at last night and think that Tom Brady's absolutely washed. It was a bad game, but the Bucs, they had every advantage in the world. They're at home. The Rams are 2-3 in traveling. It's been a road trip for them, but it turns out that Jalen Ramsey, Darius Williams, cornerbacks, they're actually pretty good. Antonio Brown, he made a couple of nice plays, but there was a big catch that he missed when he was going deep downfield. I just don't know what to make of either of these teams, but it feels like if I had to choose one who I am going to put my money on to at least go kind of far toward the rest of the season, it would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just because of how the Rams just gave them that game, essentially. Now, they're just showing it right now. The way that they handled the end of that first half, putting the clock down to 1 second, even though they were deep down in their own territory, and being able to kick a field goal to go up 17-14, that was a turning point in the game. But I'm just saying, in that fourth quarter, I didn't know what to make of it. The Mike Evans touchdown, I'm going to play that again. I don't know which one was better, because it feels like these were essentially the same play. But I go back to that Titans game where A.J. Brown was, he was really nowhere to be found in this one. And A.J. Brown, eventually toward the end of the game, got the touchdown to take the lead late.
Goes to Brown. Brown trying to wiggle free. Still fighting for it. Brown takes it all the way. Unbelievable effort.
Brown, we just got done talking about his ability to run after catch. Catch, caught. Tackled, basically, gets free. Now the other people, he'll be down. Boom, gets free again. They got to go for two. What a play.
Essentially taking the entire Ravens defense into the end zone with them from the 10-yard line. And then Mike Evans, we saw him do that again on Monday night.
Pressure by the Rams. Brady able to throw and hit Evans again. Got the first down, trying to spin for more. Still on his feet. And he gets there. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
We are heading into a new territory of wide receiver. These guys, now we're doing this with tight ends too. We're seeing it with guys like Darren Waller and George Kittle, just guys who are huge that have a ton of speed that can also block a lineman. But with the wide receiver, now with Mike Evans being as tall as he is, what, 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", with as much speed as he has, he can really beat out any corner, and he has that much strength. A.J. Brown, kind of the same way, and A.J. Brown uses his speed. It feels like we're heading to a newer territory of wide receiver. Bring DK Metcalf into it, too. Just a guy who's taller than you, who is stronger than your defense, and we are going to overpower you with them. And I wonder, and Julio Jones is kind of that, is the one who kind of started that trend. He's the part of that mold here as, you know, we make this new wave of wide receivers coming up. But Mike Evans, what he did last night, if you can put that with any quarterback, I mean, how do you not have success with a wide receiver like that? 888-957-9570 from the 209. Brady doesn't have the arm strength in the zip. See, that's what I saw last night, but I have seen time and time again where Brady just completely proves me wrong, and he shows that he does have zip on that football, and he does have the arm strength when he throws a deep ball. There's so many times when I've been proved wrong, and I'm not going to be doing it again after what I saw last night, because what I saw last night, they're just showing it now when he tried getting the ball to Cameron Brayton. He just absolutely floated it. I don't want to be fooled. I just don't. I can't do it. I can't say that he's done. I can't say that he's washed. I don't want to do it. I'm too scared. 888-957-9570 is the Chilled Auto Body text line and the phone number. Coming up next, Logan Murdoch. He was on with Steiny, Guru, and Dibs and gave us some insight into the Warriors. He spoke to Steve Kerr and was asked, and he asked him about the David Robinson comps for James Wiseman. And you'll be interested to hear what Logan Murdoch had to say there. Plus, you're going to hear from Kelly Oubre a little later on in the program, who was on with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. That's all coming up. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
Join AAA with automatic renewal and add loved ones for 50% off.
So AAA replaces my battery almost anywhere I am.
And my battery.
It also means
AAA gives me flat tire service.
And me too.
And when you're stuck
without gas,
need a tow.
I mean, need a tow.
I need gas.
You go first.
No, after you.
Join AAA with automatic renewal and add loved ones for 50% off from America's most recommended roadside assistance. Limited time offer. Conditions apply. Visit AAA.com/50 for details. AAA. Outsmart life.
Swing into the Golf Mart this holiday season for the hottest gifts from Titleist. Featuring the new Titleist TSI drivers with aerospace titanium face construction that's never been used before in golf. TSI is faster in air and faster at impact. And a special holiday promotion on Pro V1, Pro V1X, and AVX balls, now only $39.99 a dozen. Come into the Golf Mart and get custom fit today. The Golf Mart, your holiday headquarters since 1984, and shop online at Worldwide Golf Shop.com.
Black Friday is coming, and that's the smart time to shop for a top-rated TV from Samsung, LG, or Sony. But why wait? You can get those Black Friday TV deals right now at Video Only. And then enjoy Thanksgiving with your new TV. Still want to wait? Then how about better than Black Friday deals? The top-rated TVs at stupid low prices. Check out Video Only now before the rush, or you'll be sorry.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Dr. Sonia here from Elite MD, and I want to talk to you about hair loss. Are you noticing thinning hair, bald spots, or spending so much time in the mirror trying to cover it all up, making you feel really self-conscious? The solution may be our innovative technique, the Elite Hair Graft Procedure at Elite MD. This popular technique is backed by science and leaves no visible scars. Visit us online today at elitemdspa.com to learn more about this amazing procedure that has been used by athletes and celebrities. Give us a call at 925-248-4340.
This holiday at T-Mobile, it's not about how far apart we are. It's about how close we can be. So we're bringing out our best deal on the new iPhone 12 with 5G on every plan. Right now, get the iPhone 12 on us on every single plan with eligible iPhone trade-in.
Cool. So I can FaceTime with my sister in Savannah.
With the iPhone 12 on us, you can experience the power of 5G in more places.
And my bestie in Boise and grandma in Miami.
This holiday, the more the merrier.
So get together near and far with an iPhone on us for the whole family. And when you switch now, you can save 20% on your plan versus the other guys. It's the best value in wireless. That's right, the iPhone 12 on us on America's largest 5G network. And save 20% per month. It's time to holiday on with T-Mobile.
Phone via 30 monthly bill credits plus tax. If you cancel, credit stop and balance on required finance agreement may be due. Contact us for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying consumer plan required. 20% plan savings on two lines. See coverage and offer details at T-Mobile.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-921-5252. 800-921-5252. 800-921-5252.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
AAA 957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. You may not think there's been live sports going on. By the way, we're going to get to the sound from Logan Murdoch here, as promised, from Steiny Guru and Dibs. He was terrific on the show yesterday. But you may not think there have been live sports going on right now at 5:20 in the morning. But what you may not know is that the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization, they're still going on. And their championship was this past week. Game 6 just happened, and the NC Dinos beat the Doosan Bears 4-2 in Game 6, and the championship has been confirmed for the KBO League. Shout out to the NC Dinos. The crazy part about that is, once the baseball season was over, kind of moved on to football, was getting ready, just done with basketball too, and was so focused on football, I wasn't even thinking about baseball. And then earlier this week, I was watching ESPN in the morning before we came on at 5 a.m., and I saw that the Korean Baseball League, it was still going on, and their championship was this week. So shout out to the NC Dinos for winning in Game 6. They won 4-2. Love that. You love to see that. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. The celebration was great. The celebration was on TV in here, and it's really cool watching a team celebrate a championship. Love that. One team that you hope you can watch celebrate a championship, I don't know if it will be this year, because the Lakers, they're really building something even more special than what they had last season. They look like they're loading up a pretty good team here coming up. It seems like they're replacing a lot of those guys that they had with upgrades. By the way, crazy, just a out of left field thing that I'm going to mention real quick. The New Orleans Pelicans, it turns out, I don't know if this graphic was correct, it turns out that Zion Williamson is the longest tenured player on the Pelicans. Something I didn't even think about. But that could be a team in the Western Conference that the Warriors are going to have to be competing with. I don't know if this is a top four sort of team that we're going to be seeing this year, but I do think that the 5-6 or, I mean, 7 range might be the worst. I don't think they're going to be the 8th seed. I think they are a better team than that when they are going to have the addition of Kelly Oubre. And it's going to take a little bit of a while to adjust. because the only two guys on that team, well, we can say Andrew Wiggins was on the Warriors last year, and he might understand Steve Kerr's system and the way that Steve Kerr wants to run things. But as far as being on the floor with Steph, Andrew Wiggins hasn't done that yet except for one game. And Draymond, Kelly Oubre, James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, it's all new to Steph. It's going to be all new, especially with those guys on offense. And Logan Murdoch, he was on with Steiny Guru in Dibs, used to work for the Warriors. Now he does stuff for the Ringer, and he's been doing a terrific job over there at the Ringer. And he talked about whether Steph can be playing back to his MVP level.
I do think if he can stay healthy, he can be in that conversation. Especially last year, he could have done that if he would have stayed healthy. He could have been. The Warriors need his offense. They need him to be unworldly. They need him to be that 2016 MVP type player, and he needs to do that. And if he does that, I'm not sure the Warriors won a title, but he'll definitely be in that conversation.
I hope that he could be, but Steph isn't going to strike me as the type who is, George Sedano put it perfectly on the morning roast. He's going to have one of those Kobe-type seasons where he just has to put the entire team on his back. And I don't know if Steph is going to be that guy. He's going to want to get everyone acclimated into the offense. But I do think that this year, seeing how Steph is reacting to the Klay news. Mark Spears of The Undefeated just wrote a story about it, saying that Steph was in tears when he heard about the Klay Thompson news, and just how hard it's hitting him. And if anyone's going to go out there on the court this year and be the type of guy that's playing for Klay and knowing the type of load that he has to shoulder, I think that Steph Curry can be that guy. The interesting part from what Logan Murdoch had to say was he talked to Steve Kerr, and Steve Kerr was asked about the David Robinson comps for James Wiseman, and we like to make the comps, right? That's always how we are. And James Wiseman just says he wants to be his own player. It's, you know, it's a big respect to get compared to any of these Hall of Fame guys. But when Logan Murdoch talked to Steve, apparently Kerr had a different idea on it.
I was talking to Steve Kerr about the comparison between Wiseman and David Robinson. And while Kerr saw some similarities, he said it's unfair to make that comparison because David Robinson had 4 years of experience and was, 23 when he got into the league. Wiseman has to get to that point. He's only 19 years old. He's still a kid. And it's going to take some time for him to do that. And it's going to be a hard journey. It's not going to be easy. And there's going to be bumps in the road. And I don't think he's going to be really good. I think there's going to be bumps in the road where you're kind of like, I don't know what's going to happen, but like every other rookie. So it's going to be hard for him to adjust to that pace. But I think with years, he'll do that.
I think that this is going to be a big year for a couple of role players. Not only will it be huge for Wiseman and Oubre, a couple of new additions who are expected to do a lot, because, I mean, when you're thrust into the starting five, you are expecting to do a lot. That's assuming that Kelly Oubre will be part of that starting five, depending on whether he'll be at the two or the three. Interested to see how Kerr transitions those two. But a couple of guys who I'm also going to be paying attention to this year are Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole. Because the Warriors, so far in free agency, hadn't added anyone that's going to be that true backup guard for Steph. They haven't added anyone there. All they've added is Brad Wanamaker. And Kevon Looney, being the veteran team, one of the few veterans on this team who is going to be having a role coming off the bench, I think we need to expect even bigger things from him this year. This is the biggest role that he'll have going forward on this team. Now, what he did in that Rockets series, playing through the injury, it was something that made Warrior fans fall in love with him. But this is a time right now where he needs to be that anchor coming off the bench. He needs to be that new kind of Andre Iguodala, in a sense, where you are that leader of the second unit. And Logan Murdoch talked about the Warriors front court and the future for them this year.
I don't think it's going to be good enough. And I'm just saying that Marquese Chris was actually really good last year. He probably played his way into the league. He played his way into a career. But to be honest, man, he was playing out of position for much of last year. He is not a center. He's not. And he's very undersized in that way. And they're going to rely on Wiseman heavily. And there's going to be a learning curve.
It'll take a while. It'll take a little while to get adjusted. From 707 here, 888-957-9570, this Warriors team will turn heads and surprise people. This year, I think we're in for some great team ball. I do think so, but I don't think so right at the beginning of the year. If I had to tell you how I'm going to be watching this team, it will be with a lot of patience. The one thing that we can't do is overreact. Just say after the first 10 games in the 72-game season, if you're 30 to 40 games in and it just doesn't feel like they've figured it out, then I think you can start to analyze some things and look at the future for this franchise. But I do think we need to be patient watching this team because it is a whole new ball game for them. And looking back on when KD was added to the team in 2017, now they turned out to be one of the most dynamic offenses ever, but it also took a few games for them to get acclimated to one another and for them just to get used to playing basketball again. And will that rest have helped guys like Steph, Draymond, Kevon Looney, as I just mentioned? Hell, Jordan Poole too, Eric Paschal, Marquese Chris, guys who haven't played in a really long time, who might not have even had the means to work out during this time. Remember that when the bubble was going on, the training staff was nervous because some of these guys weren't living in areas where they could actually work out. And if they couldn't go anywhere and they were in lockdown, then it was impossible for them to get a workout in. So interested to see how this season goes moving forward. But coming up next, want to play this interview for you because the new addition of Kelly Oubre. If you haven't heard him speak yet, well, wait till you hear him on Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. Nick Friedell was in for Matt Kolsky, but wait till you hear Kelly Oubre. I'm going to play that interview for you next. It's relatively short, but I just wanted you to hear this guy talk if you haven't already. And let me tell you, it's great. I like Kelly Oubre already. Heard a lot of good things when he was over in Phoenix. We got our resident Suns fan here in Nash Solomon, and he was speaking so highly of Kelly Oubre. And then when you hear this dude talk, when he said why his nickname is Tsunami Poppy and why he explained it, man, I mean, this dude, I think he's going to be really well-liked in the Bay Area. So you'll hear that coming up next, plus the power rankings of jacked punters and kickers. That's all coming up in the next segment. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
The time to support local small businesses is now. That's why Bank of America is investing $1 billion to advance racial equality and economic opportunity.
I'm Joya McCarthy, San Francisco East Bay Market President for Bank of America. I'm proud of our partnership with Working Solutions that's helping to support and strengthen minority-owned businesses in our community. It's just one way my teammates and I are taking action in San Francisco and the East Bay right now.
Bank of America N.A., member FDIC, equal credit opportunity lender.
Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill to see the full selection of GE Profile appliances. And right now, you'll save up to $2,000 on select GE Profile appliances via online or mail-in rebate. Not only do GE Profile appliances look stunning, but with time-saving features like hands-free autofill, they're designed to make kitchen work easier. Talk to the kitchen experts at Friedman's Appliance, and with a $2,000 rebate, a GE Profile kitchen is more affordable than ever. Visit Friedman's in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
At Tractor Supply, our Black Friday sale means huge savings on everything you need out here. Now through Saturday, save on thousands of items, including gun safes, pet supplies, tools, and workwear. From the brands you love, like Purina, Carhartt, and Makita. Shop now, in-store, online, or on our app, and take advantage of our convenient curbside pickup. Head to the Black Friday sale, now through Saturday, at your local Tractor Supply or at TractorSupply.com. Tractor Supply, everything you need for life out here.
You're ready to get back into yoga, so you order the essentials. A non-slip mat, yoga blocks to keep balance, and an exercise ball. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card.
Choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential yoga gear. Noise-canceling headphones.
Welcome. Take a deep breath. Breathe.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Tune in every Wednesday at 5 p.m. as we go inside the 49ers locker room on David Ratto Winkowski. Hear from a different Niners player each week, including Jimmy Garoppolo, George Kittle, Nick Bosa, Richard Sherman, and more. Post-game reaction and a look ahead to the following week's game. Presented by Harris Ranch Beef. Legendary beef. Legendary quality. Available at your local Raley's and Nob Hill Foods. Or shop online at shop.harrisranchbeef.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
I tend to do this thing, and I like to let the music ride. I tend to do this thing where the music I play on this show is normally the music that I'm listening to at the current moment, and I've played Anderson .Paak twice in a row today. And I think that's just because I'm listening to Anderson .Paak lately. I didn't really realize I was doing that. I guess I was doing it subconsciously. I've also been listening to a lot of System of a Down just because they got a new album coming out. Shout out to AC/DC, by the way, for getting out their new album, too. It's fantastic. If you haven't heard it and you like AC/DC, it's vintage AC/DC. I highly recommend it. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. You can always weigh in, but as I said in the last segment, now coming up as soon as the interview's over, we'll analyze it a little bit, but I'm doing the power rankings of jacked punters and kickers, guys who you wouldn't expect to be a punter or kicker in the NFL, and we got a solid, eight? We got a solid eight guys. What did we do yesterday? Guys in football with their last name ending in ski, in S-K-I. Gronkowski was number one. I think we learned a lot yesterday. Gunnar Olufsky from the New England Patriots, the kick returner. He was my number seven. Mark Glowinski was my number six. Who are those guys? You might not have heard of them. Well, now you do because you're listening to this show. And I feel like with these power rankings, that's what it's primarily here to do. We're here to laugh a little bit. We're here to have some fun, but it's also to teach you a little something. Teach you a little something going into the holidays about the kickers and the punters who don't get nearly enough love, and sometimes they get just the right amount of criticism whenever it is needed. But as said before, before we went to break, Kelly Oubre Jr., the new addition to the Warriors, he was fantastic on Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. I wanted to play that interview for you. It's about 10 minutes long, and when I heard it, I thought immediately, oh, I got to play this on the show tomorrow so that the listeners can hear in case they weren't up between 2 and 6, in case they weren't listening to the station. So Kelly Oubre was on with Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. Nick Friedell was in for Kolsky, and the interview was awesome. So just take a listen. And I think if you haven't heard Kelly Oubre talk, you'll welcome him into the Warriors family with open arms. Here's Damon Ratto and Nick Friedell yesterday with Kelly Oubre Jr.
Oh, we do have. How about this? Kelly Oubre Jr. on the line right now, the latest Golden State Warrior on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. We're very happy to welcome him here to the show, the official flagship station of the Golden State Warriors. Kelly, my name's Damon Bruce. You're then going to hear from Ray Ratto. You're then going to hear from Nick Friedell. It is great to have you on the show today. Let me be among the many first people who get the opportunity to welcome you to the Bay Area, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you. We appreciate your time today. I know you're making the rounds on the media circuit. And I got to tell you, everything that I've heard from you, everything that I've read for you about you makes me feel like you are built to fit in well with this team, not just positionally, but your attitude seems to totally be on point because they're not looking for a wilting flower to come on in here. They're looking for an attitude. They're looking for a little spark, and I think that you're going to provide that.
Yeah, man, I mean, I'm excited. I've been vetted out through my whole NBA career to just bring the spark everywhere I go. So, you know, I'm excited. This is a vetted group of individuals who have already established themselves as great. So I'm excited to just add on and just push them to be their best.
How much of that do you feel like they lost last year when they got people hurt to the extent that they did? It's hard to be able to sort of view teams from afar and make judgments, but I mean, they always had that walk about them. And then last year with so many guys out, did you notice that was an absence that they had?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, man, I was actually here when, Steph went down. And, you know, it was very tragic to see because you never want to see anybody like that go down, you know, with a season-ending injury. You know, and obviously Clay's situation is, you know, it's very tragic, man. But at the end of the day, you know, they're strong individuals who have always bounced back from adversity every time they're faced with it. So, you know, that's nothing new, you know, and I'm just excited to be able to be a part of a team where, you know, the morale isn't ever broken. You know, you always fear for an organization like this because the success that, you know, they have had in the past years, it wasn't just given to them. They had to go and earn it. And, you know, we're starting back in a position to where we have to prove everybody that what they have already laid the foundation and the groundwork for. And so I'm just, you know, happy to be able to just push that mold forward.
Kelly, to follow up on that, you seem like a very confident guy. You know that this is a very confident team. What do you think the reasonable expectations for this team this year should be?
Realistically, man, take each and every day, you know, as a day to get better and to, you know, to push ourselves to reach that full potential. You know, even in those years where, you know, the championships were brought upon, I think it was a day-to-day approach. You know, I don't think that they sit here and, you know, already knew what they were going to get themselves into or had expectations for themselves. You know, the best things that, you know, come about without any expectations. So, you know, we can leave all that to the media and to the fans. But within house, I believe the best bet for us would be to just take every day, you know, one step at a time.
Kelly Oubre Jr. joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So last year, your fifth year in the league, was a real breakout year for you, a career year across the board. Kelly, what either did you learn about the league or add to your game or just start processing that made it such a great year for you?
I was given the opportunity, I would say, and I was becoming more comfortable within my own body and, you know, my own game. You know, last year I was able to be as effective on offense as I was on defense. And that's just, you know, my game has always been prodded around offense. So, you know, I realized that and, you know, it really works for me to, you know, bring the energy on defense, which will lead to my, you know, and I just would love to continue to just hone in on being the best way player that I can be. And, you know, the league has a very, very low number of those individuals. So I just, you know, I don't ever want to be one dimensional, you know, and I want to be able to break outside of any box that anybody tries to put me in.
even allowing for the fact that you made an educated decision to opt out of the bubble, was it difficult to watch the team that you had played for suddenly find its rhythm in the bubble and just watching them go 8-0 and just saying, man, there's a part of me that wishes I could be there now?
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, me coming back from the bubble, it obviously, you know, it was a mental clarity thing for me. I had just come off surgery right before COVID hit, and then everybody was forced to lock down and quarantine, and I was unfortunately not able to go to rehab like I was normally doing. I had to rehab from home, continuously work out in my backyard. I was blessed enough to have a court in my backyard because no gyms were open or allowing people in. So, you know, I was still getting better and I was still getting stronger. But at the end of the day, I didn't mentally feel strong enough to be playing 5-on-5 at the highest level of obviously a great season that I was having. And I was there in energy. I was there to be a leader in with a voice. So I was just happy to be able to cheer my team on, just give them the energy from the sidelines that I could. But it was still not enough. You know, people still thought I was holding out for some odd reason when at the end of the day, nobody really cared about my mental health and my mental clarity coming off of that injury and the times of the world. So I was just more so happy to be a support system for the guys who were out there.
Kelly, you've been on three teams in about a week, so you fully understand the business of the NBA and the league. Having said that, you land in a situation where you're around some future Hall of Famers. Are the Warriors the team that you are hoping you can stay with long-term past this season?
Yeah, 100%.
It's a definitive answer.
Why do you think that this team can be the future for you?
Well, you know, I, as a young individual coming into this league, I've always had to prove myself. I've had people calling me all type of, you know, what they thought that I was as an individual, as a basketball player, yada, yada. And, you know, I can really relate to the guys who have, you know, who have put the Hall of Fame marks on their own name when they had a lot of questions coming into the league as well. I'm sure from a lot of the same people that are questioning me. So I just feel like we have a lot that we can relate to, and they've got each and everything that they've gotten out of the mud. So, you know, and that's exactly where I come into play too. And I'm obviously a younger, you know, a younger individual who can really learn from how they were to handle these certain adverse times and, you know, people saying that they weren't going to be this, which they are now. And I want to just show everybody that I can potentially be a Hall of Fame player as well. And, you know, who is better not to learn from than guys like Clay, guys like Steph, guys like Draymond, guys like, you know, everybody that's been through this organization. So, and I've only heard nothing but good things about this organization as a professional side and, you know, on the basketball side, of course. So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Kelly Oubre Jr. here on 95.7 The Game. I'll tell you what, your teammates, I think, definitely all take a tick up coming to the Golden State Warriors. I think your coaching is about to take a tick up, and there is absolutely no doubt in my mind for a guy who played for the Wizards first and then the Suns and the gloriness that is Rob Sarver. You're about to play for an owner who absolutely is as competitive as any player you will see out on the court. Can you tell us what it's like to have not just competition around you in the locker room, but maybe for the first time in your professional career, as much competition in the front office and in the coach's room as well?
You just hit the nail on the head, man. I can play for an owner, you know, somebody who actually cares about, you know, the organization and not just the, you know, the perception of the organization on the media end of it. So, you know, that it's all about the foundation for me, man. You have a beautiful foundation. You can build a beautiful.
Much like
has done.
So. Oh, we got you back. You dropped out there for just a second. You and Steve Kerr like must have the same cell phone company. it's a great interview, and we've lost you in the middle of a couple of your answers. But it's good to have you here once again. Sounds like we'll make the most of this connection while it does last. I need to ask you before I forget, since we're getting into pleasantries. How did Wave Poppy evolve into Tsunami Poppy? Which, by the way, chef's kiss, fantastic name.
Thank you, man. Well, honestly, it's just been about the energy that, you know, I've been able to exude and learn from and try to evolve and try to, you know, be water and adapt through these situations that I go through. And in life, man, it's about how you handle adversity. It's not about, you know, anything else other than, you know, getting through the times that you're in and coming out on top. So, you know, Wave was the young boy, and Tommy is the man. So, you know, I would love to continue to just prove that, you know, anybody can really grow and outshine any circumstance they're in, whether it's happy, you know, or bad. So that's just me.
You just said Be Water. Is that homage to Bruce Lee's famous Be Like Water? Which, by the way, Bruce Lee, being a Bay Area guy, you're going to fit in well here, Kelly.
I don't have many idols in the world that come for me, but Bruce is definitely somebody, you know, who I look up to.
Did the Suns let you keep that new jersey that they're going to sell, or did you have to return it to them at the end of the photo shoot?
Of course not. They didn't let me keep that, man. That was it had my last morning, but they're going to take the stitching out and give it to.
I tell you what, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you and hope it's the first of many conversations as we get to know you, the person. We look forward to getting to know your game as well. Really appreciate you coming on today.
I appreciate you guys for having me, man. Thank you. Look forward to it as well.
Kelly Oubre Jr.
I think he's going to fit just right in with the Warriors and their system and not even what he would do on the court, but just the way they handle themselves off the court. There's a certain attitude that you have to have. And, I mean, let's just look at in the bubble, something that was talked about maybe too much, something that I think might have annoyed people after a while, but it was just the constant regurgitation of Heat culture. Right? What the Miami Heat were doing in the bubble. The reason that they were able to make it so far, all the way to the final. The reason why Jimmy Butler was perfect for that team and these other guys around him was because they all bought in. They all want to work. They all wake up early, go to practice and stay late and practice hard. I mean, for example, one of the guys being I remember reading an interview from Jimmy Butler from inside the bubble when Sam Amick interviewed him. And the guy who was getting mad on the court, Jimmy Butler was talking a little trash, but this dude on the sideline when he was getting interviewed, but this dude who was getting mad was Myers Leonard, a guy who really wasn't going to get any playing time until Bam Adebayo went down. That's the kind of thing that the Warriors have. And I'm not saying it's the exact same type of culture, but it is that type of environment where I think Kelly Oubre just wants to work, and if you hear any of his other stuff, that was just with Damon Radwankowski. He's been making the rounds. He did an interview with Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area, and he was on a phone call with Draymond and told Draymond, "Hey man, if you need to, if you know, don't be afraid to chew me out if I'm doing something wrong. Don't be afraid. I'm not soft. I'm not going to take it personally. I'm here to win and I'm here to work." And I think that Kelly Oubre is going to fit in just right. But his explanation of Tsunami Poppy, I didn't think about how it was kind of his metaphor for life. I didn't really think about that. That was pretty cool to hear him on with the show yesterday. You can find that interview on the radio.com app. You can favorite 95.7 The Game. Go to Damon Ratto and Kolsky's page. That was Nick Friedell in for Matt Kolsky. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. Off the top of your head, if you can think of any jacked punters or kickers, guys on special teams, you just don't expect to be on special teams there. Guys who are just absolutely jacked for that position. You don't expect that too much. You expect guys like, say, Rodrigo Blankenship over with the Indianapolis Colts. You expect a relatively skinny guy wearing glasses, him being the kicker for that team. That's just such a stereotype. I just love Rodrigo Blankenship so much. He's the best. Both those guys on the Colts, the punter and the kicker, they haven't made my power rankings here of jacked punters and kickers, but they're a lot of fun to watch. But let's get started, because this is the second leg of Boneheaded Power Rankings. Yesterday, did the power rankings of guys whose last names end in ski in football. Today, we are doing the power rankings of jacked punters and kickers. Here we go. All right, here we go. The power rankings of jacked punters and kickers. I've been waiting all year to do this, but let's start with number eight. Number eight, Minnesota Vikings punter Britton Colquitt.
brother of Dustin Colquitt, 35 years old, 6'3", 210 pounds. Now, 6'3", 210, that's not exactly what you'd call, quote-unquote, jacked. He's not a unit like some of these other guys, but the reason why I've even putting him on this list is because in 2018, he had a punt that went 79 yards. That's unreal. Won a championship over in Denver, won a Super Bowl with them back in 2012. But 79 yards at 33 years old with Cleveland in 2018, went from Denver on to Cleveland, and now he's been with Minnesota for the past 2 years. So that is number 8 on my list of jacked punters and kickers. Number 7, Ryan Succop, Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicker, 6'2", 218 pounds. I don't really have a good reason for him to be on this list, except for I was watching Monday Night Football last night as I was making this list, and I thought, Ryan Succop, he actually deserves to be on there. He looks a little bigger than the normal kicker would actually look. And the middle name, absolute badass. His middle name, Barrow. B-A-R-R-O-W. I've never heard that middle name before. Ryan Barrow Succop. 6'2", 218 pounds. From the 925, you have the right idea. He could have been on both these lists had he not been retired. Sebastian Janikowski, an absolute unit. 100%. I love that. 888-957-957. Continue to bring him in. So we've gone Britton Colquitt, Vikings punter, Ryan Succop, Buccaneers kicker. Now we move on to number 6. Not sure whether it's Coke or Koch, but it is Sam Koch, Ravens punter, 38 years old, 6'1", 222 pounds. You know, the numbers, they don't really speak that highly of him. He's had a long of 74. That was early on in his career when he was 26 with Baltimore in 2008. But the fact that he has been with this team for 14 years and no other team has taken over for him in those 14, from 24 years old all the way to 38 years old. That's your entire adult life spent as the punter for the Baltimore Ravens. So Sam Koch, not sure if it's Coke or Koch. Billy Koch kind of ruined everything. Shout out to the A's closer from the early 2000s. But Sam Koch, I'm going with Coke. He is my number 6 on my power rankings for jacked punters and kickers. Number 5, you want to talk about an absolute unit, you talk about Randy Bullock, the kicker for the Cincinnati Bengals. An absolute unit. Why? Now, his numbers aren't really that great, but he is 5'9", 210 pounds. I am describing a kicker. Not so much a fullback. 5'9", 210, Randy Bullock. It's like Darren Sproles. Wow. Unbelievable. That's my number 5 on my power rankings of jacked kickers and punters. Number 4, Kevin Huber, Bengals punter. Now, he's only 6'1", weighing in at 210 pounds, but the reason I'm putting him at number 4, I have to do this. He's had a long of 70 this year, which is the longest of anyone on this list. 6'1", 210. He's pretty sturdy when you look at a picture of him, so I put Kevin Huber at my number 4 position on my power rankings for jacked punters and kickers. Number 3. The only reason this guy is number 3 is specifically because of his nickname, and that is Jamie Gillen from the Cleveland Browns. It's his second year as their punter, 6'1", 207 pounds, but he gets the nickname the Scottish Hammer. Anyone who has the nickname the Scottish Hammer and you're a punter, you're going to be making it pretty high on my list of power rankings of jacked punters and kickers. Number 3, Jamie Gillen. Number 2. Thomas Morstead, 34 years old, Saints punter, 6'4", 235 pounds. This is the tallest guy that I could find among the kickers and the punters. 6'4", 235, and the reason that I'm putting him up on this list is because he doesn't wear the sleeves tucked into the shoulder pads. He doesn't do any of that. He wears the long sleeves going out there. He's looking like Sam Bradford as a punter. He doesn't want to show off his arms. He doesn't need to. Thomas Morstead, sneaky jacked. He's number 2 on my power rankings for jacked punters and kickers in the NFL. Number 1. Now, his numbers are not that great this year, but Joey Sly, kicker for the Carolina Panthers, 5'11", 213 pounds. I had the same reaction to Joey Sly the first time as I saw Ed Hockley. You remember that jacked ref that was doing the national championship? It's the same reaction I had to Joey Sly when I saw his arms. Unreal. Dude has pythons for arms. So Joey Sly is number one on my list of my power rankings for jacked kickers and punters. So let's recap. Number eight, Britton Colquitt from the Vikings, punter. Ryan Succop, number seven, Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicker. Number six, Sam Koch, Ravens punter. Number five, Randy Bullock, Cincinnati Bengals kicker. Number four, Kevin Huber, Cincinnati Bengals punter. Number three, Jamie Gillen, punter for the Cleveland Browns. Number two, Thomas Morstead, punter for the New Orleans Saints. And number one, Joey Sly, kicker for the Carolina Panthers. That's going to do it for the power rankings. Wow. The things we are learning for these past couple of days with guys whose last names end in ski in football. Had you heard of Gunnar Olszewski beforehand? Now you know who he is. Have you heard of any of these kickers or punters before? I'm sure you have, because some of these guys are veterans and have been in the league for a while. But Joey Sly is the up-and-comer. So coming up tomorrow on this third leg of boneheaded power rankings, whatever I'm doing. I don't even know why I'm doing it. Just wanted to have some fun heading into Thanksgiving. Find out what it is, because that's going to be coming up tomorrow. We're going to have a little bit of fun with that. And as we close out the show, again, just wanted to give a shout-out to the NC Dinos from the Korean Baseball League. They won the championship. They were the first sport to come back and start playing during the pandemic. They were the first one, and their league was still going on. And this past week, their quote-unquote World Series has been happening, and the NC Dinos won it. And I think that they were the favorites. So shout-out to the Dinos. We'll give them a round. And that's going to do it. The Morning Roast coming up next with Kate Scott, Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky, and Bonte Hill. I'll be back tomorrow at 5 a.m. on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Hi, this is Damon Bruce from Damon Ratto and Kolsky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM, HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of Morning Roast, featuring Bonte Hill.
This was just embarrassing, Shasky.
Kate Scott.
Joe likes his coffee hot.
And Joe Shasky.
I want to go back to the playoffs!
This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to the Morning Roast with Joe Bonte and Kate. So much to actually get to on this Tuesday. We've got baseball to discuss. Kelly Oubre Jr. was on with DRK yesterday afternoon. Stephen Curry speaking for the first time on Klay Thompson's injury. We'll get to all of that. We'll also get to last night's game between Jared Goff and the Rams, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, a finish I don't think a lot of us expected with everything we've seen from Tampa Bay Tom the last number of years watching the NFL. But first, we got to start. We can't bury the lead, Joe Shasky. We got to start with the fact that our guy this morning, Bonte Hill, is hot for a number of reasons, Joe. First of all, because they still haven't fixed the thermostat in the studio, which is making me question your sanity, Bonte, the fact that you haven't moved to another studio, because I can already see the sweat beating underneath the Snoopy t-shirt that you've got on today, my man, and good morning. But also, let's get to the really big news. Our boy with an incredible announcement yesterday, Joe Shasky, Bonte Hill, the new Warriors pre- and post-game host. Steven, please play the applause track for NBCSN Bay Area. Born and raised in the Cold War, baby. Now he's going to be on our television 82 games this year. Congratulations, B.
I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to talk some football at Tampa
Bay. We're coming in talking
Tom
about
Brady
you, baby.
Throwing noodles and ducks all over the field yesterday at Raymond James Stadium. By the way, it is hot. It's 81 degrees today.
Oh,
81. Yesterday it was 79, and it dropped to 78 by the end of the show. I walked in here, and it felt like a sauna. And Langford's wearing all black. I know he's hot. I'm going to be hot. I may have to move to a studio. Q102, where's Tim Jordan? Where's the crew at? We got to fix this bad boy. What is it going to be tomorrow? 85 degrees?
We can't have
85?
You in there, B. We can't have you broadcasting on the sun. That's not okay.
Oh, man. This is brutal, Shasky. I wish you were here to feel this heat with me. And I'm not a heat guy. That's why I love San Francisco so much. It's always 65, 70, fog. You get to wear your hoodies. This ain't ideal. This ain't ideal right now. But thank you guys so much for the love, man. Pretty overwhelming, to be honest with you. I had to go to the gym yesterday. First time I've been to the gym in a long time just to get away.
I was wondering.
I mean, I had to sweat the anxiety out. Excuse me, as a flippin' it hits me early on here this morning. No, it's...
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's really overwhelming, man. I don't have much to say. I don't like talking about myself. It's kind of weird getting all that love.
You
know what I'm saying? So you guys can do all that for me. But I'm excited. I can't wait to get to work now. I'm glad the announcement is out of the way. I'm excited to work with Darrell Wright, who we'll have on today at 8:15. Chris Mullen, of course. All the great people at NBC. And following in the footsteps of a legend in Greg Papa, man. That's not going to be easy, but I'm no Greg Papa. I got to do me. So I'm looking forward to it, to have fun. And what should be a very, very fun Warrior season.
I'm really proud of you, buddy. You know that. You know I love you like a brother. And just... the journey that you've had in life, forget, you know, broadcasting industry, just to get to where you're at, you should be proud of yourself. And I said that to you yesterday, but you know I mean that. And I'm very happy for you and Anna and the baby that's coming along. It's been an incredible year for you on a personal level in 2020, even though it sucked for everyone else. And I think it's a testament to the journey that you've traveled. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I speak for everybody who's from this area that understands and knows you behind the scenes. Forget broadcasting. I love you, and I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that. You guys are going to make me cry, Kate.
The tweet that hit me, Joe, and then we'll move on, from, was it Dwayne Deems? I don't
Dwayne
know if you know.
Dwayne Deems, yeah.
Okay.
That's what made me get the hell out the house and say, I got to go.
And it was great. So for folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.